soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 16, 2023. This message is called, Do Not Forget or Ignore What the Wicked Did with the COVID War. The clock is ticking with days remaining. Extreme evil is underway with a diabolical agenda of death, destruction, and doom. 3 years ago, it was almost universal to force the injection agenda by job pressure, associations, peers, and societal peer pressure. It was surreal. It was a nightmare. People stood outside in lines to go into the grocery stores. Signs were up that were part of the PSYOP with Hy-Vee grocery store, for example, saying, Price Lockdown. Of course, we remember in May 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation spoke of the lockdown, mask wearing, and social distancing. Arrows were on the floor dictating walking direction. The clerks were using glass cleaner, using to spray the grocery carts as the people stood in line waiting to be allowed to go into the store. Mask wearing was essentially forced, except if you refused or had knowledge of a health and safety and breathing exemption. The phrases of people not vaccinated or masked were the cause of others' death and sickness, they were saying. They disallowed family and friends to visit the aging and the ill in the hospital. They killed many this way. Payouts by the drug companies and the governments for those implementing the death agenda took place. The numbers of typical flu cases went to almost zero, as that category was transposed to the COVID-19 category. Illnesses such as cancer, diabetes, heart ailment, and pneumonia were transposed as well to COVID. Even auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, falling off ladders were attributed to COVID-19. Now, Madam Birx, that was appointed by President Trump at the time, admitted that they had been flexible with the numbers, and she's written so in a book, even admitting that the whole COVID shot was overkill. In fact, one lady who had died in February of 2020 was sent a message that she had tested positive by the fake test 6 months after she was dead. That was in Shelby, Tennessee. Her family went public with that information. Things like this that exposed the deception were always visible to be seen by those with eyes to see. This is the biggest issue, how so many had have misapplied trust, believing the whopping lies of the wicked. They pay the price for this and suffer for it. They beefed up the numbers and had the paid liars of the media read their scripts. The same lines and phrases were read by various channels. It was vast and widespread throughout all the world. It was so stupid, as you could see people driving their cars alone wearing masks. I saw men mowing their lawns with a mask on. Even people walking outside wearing a mask as if they were filters from something. They had it all backwards, as those who wear their shirt inside out not realizing it. Fools and blind. That is how Jesus assesses this. Emails were sent out by all the vendors, banks, business accounts, internet providers, all the business entities we use in daily life. They sent out the same jargon. It was all coordinated and so obvious. Now, who can do that? From every country, state, region, city, and town. I'm recounting this today. It needs to be remembered and considered. Yes, most of us wanted it all over and forgotten. Psychologically, we needed to get over it. Even the slogans of the churches wore masks and saying, we'll get through this together. But it is not over, and it should not be forgotten. There's nothing you or anyone can do about it. This is the wrap-up of this age. It's a snare that is capturing the entire population of the earth, Many have already died, and many more will soon. That's part of the goal. To depopulate and dwindle the Earth population and to reduce the resistors to their plan of world domination. I absolutely hate it when I hear a supposed Christian radio personality saying this was a test. It was not a test. They did what they planned and they duped the world. They brought destruction and death. And that's a fact. It wasn't a test. They did succeed in injecting poison into large percentages of this world. It's a fact. They're not done. The world has endured long years of psychological manipulation through the media. They created technological devices that undermine mental awareness and judgment skills. They encouraged wicked practices for people to view, to darken their soul, and bring alienation from God. These people who served in this operation are evil. They are children of Satan, the dragon, the serpent, the devil, God's archenemy, and this enemy is used by God for his own purposes. We have been told that the devil will deceive the entire world as he has and shall continue until he is thrown into the lake of fire with his angels and all those that serve him. The controlled institutional churches played their parts in the agenda. The 501c3, many churches offered clinics for people to be probed up their nose with a test. A test that was never intended for such a proof of illness, as the inventor of that test stated before his untimely death. Remember, people that took these tests tested positive for COVID, the mystery virus, though they had no symptom. What a scam! The huge funds that the U.S. government doled out to the testing facilities, the drug companies, the doctors, the administrators of the health and death industry. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Woe to the wicked, says the Lord. These medicine practitioners of the pharmaceutical industry followed protocols, though they were deadly. They put people on ventilators and gave them the drug called remdesivir, though it largely killed those who took the shot. It ruined their organs. It was murder. California lawless law ordered doctors to follow the protocol exactly or lose their license. See, this was the test, the ultimate test from God. Will each person follow along the lie right into the death? Or will an individual sense the agenda was wrong and lawless, foolish, and not even scientific by any means and refuse? It was so wonderful to see secular people stand aside from the COVID plan, though they might lose their job or their belongings or their relationships, marriage, family, and such. They stood for the truth and paid that price. God bless them. But there were many more who looked the other way, acting as if they did not know they were killing and maiming people. They were paid cash by the thousands, monies that will perish with them in the end if they don't repent. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do not forget. We saw inflation rise to the ceiling in record amounts. The food processing plants were shut down or even burned down in fire all over the world. This was all part of the war coordinated by the wicked. The water's poisoned. The air above is tainted by the weather modification operations they do. You can see the evidence. Watch the cloudy sky. We see record storms, record heat and cold, and records of all kinds. I'm reminded now of how Jesus said the last days before his return would be like the days of Noah. People would be going about their daily routines, oblivious to the certain judgment that comes all of a sudden. So many people could see elements of the goings-on, but they couldn't connect the dots by God's gift of understanding and perception that he gives the pure in heart. A clouded, defiled heart and mind is spiritually blinded. And this was the time for people to return to the chief shepherd, Jesus. All those churchgoers following their favorite religious celebrity or teacher were left without hearing the very voice of Jesus. They could have stopped their casual lives and got serious with him. He would have welcomed them. And I'm sure some did wake up from slumber as these things have unfolded, but it is few. Their churches are largely without relevance. I mean, they're out of touch with what is going on. They give religious themes, but as far as from the dire danger being manifested, it is like being in a house with your friends and the house is on fire, but you just go on and sit on the couch watching some vain show and eating sandwiches and potato chips. Perilous times are here. They require serious, sober attention, moment by moment faithfulness to the Lord. In recent days, I'm noting how Jesus warned about those who did not want him to reign over them. He said, "Bring them here and slaughter them before me." This is Luke 19. Jesus also spoke of the Pharisees and lawyers who rejected God's purpose. It is very dangerous to cast aside Jesus' words. This is exactly what the last verse of John chapter 3 says. Those who do not obey Jesus or are not persuaded by his lordship have the wrath of God abiding on them. This is the same word that's likened to being apathetic that was used about those who died in the wilderness after being delivered by God from Egypt. They did not obey. They did not believe. They did not want God entirely. They rejected him. And so too does God reject those who deny him. Well, there's much that's going on, with the greatest of dangers being deception. And look at all the people who believe the liars and their lies, the lawless, corrupt nature that is being pushed and forced everywhere today. God did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not spare the angels that sinned. He did not look the other way during the violent evil of the world prior to the flood that took them all away. And neither is God going to ignore what is going on today in this present evil and crooked generation. The good news is, for those who love the good news of the kingdom of God and of Jesus, it is here and at hand. The coming of the Lord draws near. The Lord is standing up judging. He is also saving those worthy. For the righteous that love Jesus in incorruption, be at peace, knowing these days are shortened by the Father himself. But to all those who hate him, woe, 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 you will get what you deserve, and it will be terrifying to find yourself bundled up together with all the wicked that despise the truth, mocking God all the way, sinning arrogantly day by day. God be praised. Jesus be magnified, for he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.